In Tampa, the Hart Board of Directors today voted to maintain the current millage rate, but because property values are down nearly 11% in Hillsborough County, that means a reduction of $2.9 million from last year's budget for the transit agency. Board members spent time debating the financial and political ramifications of keeping the status quo versus a tax increase. David Armijo is the CEO for Hart. He told the board that thanks to the federal stimulus bill and other measures, Hart does not need to raise money at this time to maintain its current level of services.
About half of the money came from cost savings, primarily fuel and some maintenance and other efforts across the board with labor cost savings. The second half came from leveraging our grants. We're using, because we did get the stimulus money, we were able to spend quite a bit of money on catching up on our bus purchases. We're able to leverage some of the money for maintenance and paratransit and so on. And so that extra $1.5 million came from there. So we were actually in a balanced mode for 2010.
Armijo says the issue isn't about this year, but in 2011, when stimulus money and other funding dries up. He says that could mean cutting into financial reserves. The debate centered on keeping the millage at 0.4682 or bringing it up to half a mil at 0.5. Board member Steve Paulson said that because property rates are so much lower than in previous years, most citizens would still be paying less than they have in recent years with an increase.
So in the sense of the public sensitivity, I think we exaggerate and fan the flames of that sensitivity. The reality is we're going to be collecting less from the public, and I think it would put the agency in a stronger position going forward, frankly, to continue to build on the momentum that we built on the last several years.
Paulson also added that the Hart Board was creating a crisis of sorts in a few years by not addressing the funding shortfall that looms ahead. And he said that with a potential sales tax referendum on the ballot next year, critics could contend the board isn't using their own authority to raise revenues before it has to go to the public.
Obviously, the public can spin each issue any way they want. But to me, the logic response from a public member would be saying, well, you're not even using the millage authority you have now. Why in the world are you coming to me with a referendum asking for more? A third point would be that this only gets us to the public hearings. This doesn't lock us in to do it. We can go to the public hearings with the ask being higher, hear what the public has to say, and then decide that we don't want to increase the millage.
But Paulson admitted that unlike some of his colleagues on the board, he himself is not a public official who has to worry about the negative effects from the public in requesting a tax hike. One such colleague was Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp.
My sense is that the public's been pretty clear about property taxes, and they want the reduction. And anything this agency does to increase or roll up the property taxes will, I think, injure us in the eyes of the public.
But Paulson did find one supporter in Fran Davin. She recited claims made by county property appraiser Rob Turner that a millage increase to 0.5 would still mean that taxpayers would pay less for Hart than they did a year ago.
I think we would be well advised to go into the budget process and the hearings with the coverage of the 0.5 and take our testimony. And I understand how painful your budget hearings have been, but I also noted with a lot of interest that you had as many people coming in saying don't cut projects, don't cut programs, as you had people coming in saying, twice as many coming in saying, don't cut.
But support for raising the millage died with Paulson and Davin. Board member David Mechanic feared that raising the millage now could turn off the electorate next year. With the all-important sales tax referendum to help jumpstart a possible light rail system being seen as critical.
I just feel like any increase in the millage rate could be misinterpreted and effectively used against the effort for the referendum, and so I won't support that motion.